This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. It's fall, and that means bears are preparing for hibernation. Colorado Parks and Wildlife is reminding people living in areas known as the Wildland-Urban Interface to secure outdoor trash and other potential food sources. Bears use the fall months to prepare for hibernation by eating 20,000 calories a day or more. That makes the animals more willing to venture into neighborhoods looking for food. CPW asks residents in risk areas to use bear-secured trash cans and dumpsters, remove bird feeders, and closing and locking garage doors. Clear skies are expected across most of Colorado the rest of today, but another winter storm system is forecast to move through the state starting tomorrow afternoon. National Weather Service meteorologist Russ Danielson says Front Range and Eastern Plains communities should expect high winds and potentially snow on the heels of fire weather and tornado warnings.
It's a fun time of year, these transition seasons, you know, fall, spring, you can get all hazards during the same storm.
The best chance of snow is in the foothills. Parts of Metro Denver could see up to half an inch. The Catholic Cathedral in downtown Denver that was heavily vandalized over the weekend is almost restored. The cathedral was covered in red spray paint depicting homophobic slurs, swastikas, and other hateful messages sometime before the Sunday morning mass. Community members, church employees, and parishioners were able to remove all of the hateful messages yesterday, but other areas will need additional cleaning. Denver police are investigating the incident. This is CPR and KRCC. Grand Junction is at 44 degrees and overcast. The high today will be 53 and the sun will peak out later today. And in Vail, it's 31 with a high of 40.